Legislators today begin looking at the mass of information they will need as the state nears official consideration of the Pebble Mine project near Bristol Bay. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
An emotional public debate over the merits and risks of the possibility of a large gold mine in southwest Alaska began several years ago. Although, as of yet, the Pebble Partnership has not applied for any state permit to begin the development. However, a subcommittee of the Legislative Council is considering how they will deal with the issue once it comes before them, in the form of environmental requirements, state monitoring and budget needs, and dealing with the social and economic impact of a project that's estimated to produce more than 100 million ounces of gold and 80 billion pounds of copper. Kodiak Republican Alan Osterman represents the area containing the mine site, and he asks for a scientifically based study, as he says, just so lawmakers know what's important as they begin to make their decisions. He says he generally favors the mining industry, but in the headwaters of the state's most productive salmon area, he can't take a risk.
I don't know what questions to ask. In the back of my mind, I have all these things bubbling around about people are throwing out cyanide and they're throwing out sulfates and what it's going to do to the fish populations, and I don't know. I'm not a geologist. I'm not a biologist. I don't have those information. But how do I get that information, or how do I know what is the right questions to ask?
Osterman says he recognizes that the project's sponsors are still studying the area, and he encourages them to continue their exploratory work. But he asks the committee to find out in advance what to do with the data they will eventually get.
I'm not asking us for us to stop anything. I'm not asking for us to do anything other than put us in a position as legislators to make firm, concrete decisions based upon a knowledge base rather than the emotional base side of it.
Disagreement over the need for the study began during the session earlier this year when lawmakers were considering setting aside $750,000 for it in this year's capital projects budget. House Speaker Mike Chenault, who chairs the committee, reminded members of the issues raised then, whether it would repeat studies the state will routinely order once permit applications arrive, whether it sets a precedent for future development, and whether the time needed would get in the way of other work the state would do. Fairbanks Republican Mike Kelly has opposed the study since the subject first came up, and he says he's already lost his argument. He doesn't want to see a study at all. He says Alaska's economic future is already uncertain, and a scientific study would only add another stumbling block to problems the state already faces.
We've got a president and an EPA and a Congress that's no drill, no permits, no bridge, can't get the HCCP permit. The beluga is more important than the people of Anchorage. The polar bear is more important than the airport at Kaktovik. We've got problems, and I just want to weigh in heavily for the pro-jobs, the pro-development part of this.
The first decision the subcommittee must make is whether to issue a sole-source contract to the National Academy of Sciences to help devise and then perform the study, or whether to go to the public bidding process and open the study to other sources. Chenault says the decisions will be made at the group's next meeting. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.